Well, Tuesday afternoon, Margaret Mills is back. And Margaret, you're heading off to Chichester Hall, I believe. I was confused by the name because I thought, Chichester, what's that got to do with Essex? But it's actually between Wickford and Rayleigh, is that right?
Yes, it is indeed. It's now the Chichester Hotel. Mm-hmm. People probably know it as that. But the records show that in the 13th century, there was a building on the site called Chichester Hall. And amazingly, the first owner was a Norman knight called Sir John Chichester. John Chichester lived in the house for a number of years, and then the next records we have of it, around about the 16th to the 18th century, when it was owned by the Andrews family. One of the Andrews family was Lancelot Andrews, who actually became a bishop. And if you're ever in Southwark Cathedral in London, you will find a monument to him in Southwark Cathedral. Another interesting fact about him, he apparently spoke no less than 15 different languages.
Good grief.
The house was also owned at one time by the brother of the famous naturalist, Gilbert White. Gilbert White and his brother Thomas were conducting experiments in the grounds on new varieties of trees.
Right.
During the Second World War, after a long period where it was just a farmhouse mm-hmm. and different outbuildings, a bomb fell close by and the whole old hall was ruined. Mm-hmm. So in the 1970s, it was decided to demolish most of the farm buildings, not all of them, and rebuild as a function rooms and restaurant mm-hmm. called the Chichester. And that's exactly what happened. Some of the older buildings were incorporated in the new building, which opened as a restaurant and function rooms in 1975. Mm. One other interesting fact about the building when it was reopened is they used a lot of old timber mm-hmm. that came from demolished Suffolk barns and old farmhouses in Suffolk. So although it's a fairly modern building, there's a lot of history attached to it, and a lot of old wood was incorporated in the building of the new function rooms and restaurant.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed. And what will you be looking at next week?
Next week, I'm going to be looking at an astronomer of Wanstead.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks, Scott.